When you spot a fire truck racing to the scene of a fire, the last thing you'd expect to see on the side of the truck is an ad for a local pizza restaurant. But that could be coming soon in some areas. Mike Moen of member station WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois, reports on a small fire department that's embracing advertising to help fund emergency services.
On a recent morning, a fire truck belonging to the Palatine Rural Fire Protection District is weaving through traffic. This department serves 17,000 people in a suburb about 30 miles northwest of Chicago. The truck is headed back to the station when a medical call comes in.
Southwest Countryside District 38, B-Boy, 18th C. Charles, Carsonville, 1010 Prairie Avenue, Incorporated, Barrington.
The truck races to the scene, but a neighboring department is already there, prompting this crew to head back to the fire station. Officials with the Palatine District hope that soon those extra miles traveled will gain some extra exposure, not necessarily for the firefighters, but for local businesses. Property tax revenue for the department is a challenge, so it's now working with the company that will help sell ads on their emergency vehicles. The company, Public Safety Advertising, says it's doing the same thing for about a dozen other departments across the country, including several in Arizona and one in California. Local Fire Chief Hank Clemenson says they're currently operating on a deficit of about $300,000, forcing them to cut back on overtime and delay key capital purchases.
You know, I have staff vehicles and utility vehicles that, you know, are 20 years old, well over 100,000 miles on them.
With voters rejecting higher taxes, Clemenson says they have few options left other than using commercial advertising on their trucks. He says they'll make sure it's done tastefully, that the ads will be limited to certain spaces on their two fire engines, along with the department's lone ambulance.
No, this is on the ambulance. We're just looking for about a 22-inch square that would put the advertising right about here.
Clemenson is pointing to an open spot near the back of the ambulance. His enthusiasm, though, isn't shared by everyone in the department. Firefighter Billy Eisner worries the trucks will look unprofessional.
The fire service is so rich in history and tradition. And, you know, there's so much thought into the aesthetic of the rigs that now we're kind of ignoring that for, you know, financial reasons.
Eisner also worries their rigs will look less like fire trucks and more like race cars. Eva Seidelman, who's with Public Citizens Commercial Alert, shares those concerns.
Say, for example, there is a KFC ad on a public fire truck, then the city is essentially endorsing fast food. These are not necessarily great things for the public health.
In fact, KFC has placed ads on fire hydrants in cities in Indiana. But Chad Dragos of Public Safety Advertising says the departments he's working with understand there's a gray area they want to avoid.
The fire department is very family-based. You know, they're at school. They do a lot of things. So having the appropriate advertising on there that matches the fire department's mission statement and is family-friendly is really important.
Dragos also says businesses will see the benefit of this advertising model. These trucks don't just sit in the firehouse all day. Outside of emergency calls, they transport firefighters to training exercises and do grocery runs on a daily basis. Dragos hopes that will convince enough businesses to pay for ads on what could essentially become rolling emergency vehicle billboards. For NPR News, I'm Mike Moen in DeKalb, Illinois.